And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, known by Him. If anyone loves God, he is known by God. Here is something that many people may miss, but they really can't afford to miss it. To love God is to be known by God, and to know God is to love God. In Matthew, Jesus said that those who do not know him would have to depart from him. True love for Jesus Christ is a passion for a relationship with Jesus. If you don't love Jesus, you don't know Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus, you're not getting into Jesus's eternity. Pretty straightforward. Next, from, through, and by. Remember, I said we shouldn't do formulas, and then I said, okay, well, if it's a biblical formula, that's okay. Here's another biblical formula, not one that is church or human-centered. Everything is from, through, and by. It starts from the source, it comes through the channel, and it's received by distribution. Can you say Trinity? Because I know I can. And finally, we'll do a devotional by Pastor Ray that is so appropriate for the times. I would ask each of you, each and every one of you, to listen to this more than once if you can, which means listen to on the podcast. Not what I'm saying, what I'm going to talk about what he says. Not just live it, but live, but you know, do it through the podcast. That's important. Not just hearing it, but living it and understanding it. The world is not falling apart is the title of Pastor Ray's devotional. Now, for him, things are great. He's hanging out with JC, doing awesome dances on streets of gold, probably eating food without calories. Why, I'm jealous. But the message Pastor Ray left behind is simply this. If you think everything around you is falling apart, you don't understand who is in control. And if we don't understand who is in control, we will never have peace. Know God, and you will know peace. But know God means no peace.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio. Now how do you know it's not professional radio? Because in the middle of us doing this show are all of these weather alerts, which is why you need to listen to the podcast if you miss some. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. I don't know. Here's the bottom line. What do you think, man? What's on your mind? What's going on? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. But I'm telling you ahead of time, when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to the person that you can appreciate because he appreciates you.
That is correct, Dave.
There you go. You can't beat that stuff. That's just like, that's okay. Top of the line. You know, if you've got a praise report, we want you to share it. If you've got a prayer request, we want you to share it. We'll take our faith, combine it with yours, do do our best to offer it before the Lord. If you got something going on, you want to share it, great. If you got something you just I'm trying to figure this out, and can you help here? Do our best. And by the way, you can always send me an email anytime, david@hemustincrease.org, just in case you have any questions or something that's going on. I'd be glad to help. That's just something we do. In the meantime, we also do this fun thing called Bible Trivia. What do you do? We've done 5 questions a day. I've done about 2,500, maybe closer, about 2,500 shows at about 5 a day. That's a lot.
That is, Dave.
That is a lot. All right, here you go. Here's your trivia question. God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and... There you go. You got to finish it. God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and... Okay. Now, I am going to say, for those that are trying to figure it out, he did not say, be fruitful and go to In-N-Out. I'm pretty sure he did not say that. Or if Al is listening, he did not say, go to Whataburger. I'm just saying. These are the important things. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Who has more fun than we do? You can text 214-210-8483. You can also send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Tons of answers coming in. We have somebody already on the phone. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Knock, knock. It's Jay for my one time today.
Jay and I have done a little corresponding, right?
So awesome. God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and do their arithmetic homework.
Exactly. So, see, he's on it. He's on it. And which homework is that?
Not division.
But?
Because God hates divorce.
That's right. But?
Multiplication!
Right.
I love it when you do that.
Yeah, so here's,
I love it when you do that.
Here's the funny
just call
thing.
Call in just to get you to do that.
The hilarious thing about this is that people might not like it, but God brought math into this early.
Yeah, he did real early. As what even algebra.
Yeah, it's like, wow, what happened? Okay, there it is.
Yeah. All right, well. Love you, Dave. Great show today. I hate that you're getting interrupted by weather reports.
That's
but,
okay.
There is some bad weather out there, so y'all be careful.
Amen. Amen to that, brethren. Thank you.
Hey, and I wanna let you know, I'm praying, too. I'm praying for you every day.
Appreciate right? that. Appreciate that, bro.
Love you. All right.
God bless, bro. All bye-bye. Right. So, excellent call. I mean, you guys are just doing great. So, with Jay and Deborah and everybody, I love it. All right, so we're going to do our DNA. I do want you guys to be careful, though. The weather can be kind of, goofy. So, just be careful. Let me explain something to you that it's hard for me to follow the advice I'm about to give you. But you're really not in that much of a hurry to get where you're trying to go. Otherwise, you could be helping yourself go somewhere you're not trying to go. So, use wisdom. All right, let's do our DNA because that's extremely important. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Just every day. Just spend some time with the Lord. It doesn't even matter. Now, I kind of do mine in the morning, my devotionals. And the reason is because if I get to the afternoon and haven't done my devotionals, I am a grump. So, it's like, yes, my wife. It's like, that's not good. So I try to get my devotionals done in the morning so that I can face the day and deal with the day versus, create the problems that I can easily create without spending time with the Lord. So draw closer to the Lord daily. The earlier the better is just my take on it, but that's just a personal take. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, as you are must be aware of by some degree. For Luke chapter 9, verse 26 says, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I return. So you don't want to do that. Number two, they are directly looking to outlaw anybody who uses a biblical text to stand against the woke culture. If you don't think that's happening, you're wrong. It's happening. You better know it, because if they do take Bibles and you can't read it, you better know it in your heart and mind. It's just all there is to it. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. And the big thing about that is exactly what we said in the very kind of earlier segment, and that is when we get so focused on ourselves and put all our energy in our problem, the problem grows. It's almost like it's like your problem's a balloon, and then when you put all your focus on it, you're putting more and more and more and more breath into the balloon. And guess what happens when you put more and more breath into the balloon? It gets bigger, even though it's still the same size balloon. Oh, that's a good illustration. I like that.
A nice little nugget.
That's a good one. I like that. It's the first time I ever used that. I like it. So just think of it in those terms. DNA, D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Focus on other people. You'll be less focused on yourself, and you'll be doing much, much better. Let's just do this short teach. I got like 4 minutes. I can pull this off. Ready? This is called Known by Him. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. Now you can turn there, but we got a lot of passages going on. And actually, the next one's going to be in 1 Corinthians 8, too. But this is 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Okay? I want you to think about it. In your heart, in your being, in your existence as a Christian, whether you do it perfectly or not, we're not discussing that or debating that. But you love God. I mean, it's like, I love you, Lord. I mean, I love you, right? If you have that in you anywhere, if you have even the little bit seed, a little bit of seed in you that says, I love you, God knows you personally. He knows other people and knows everything about everything, but there's an intimacy in the relationship you have with God. No, it doesn't give you permission to do something outside of his realm. No, it doesn't give you permission to do something contrary to what he says just because you have this relationship with him. That's an important part of this. But what you need to catch is because of that little thing in you that says, I love you, Lord, he knows you. And he knows when it's hard. And you know what? He knows when it's good. Remember, we talked about this in Proverbs. You don't want to have too little that you curse God, too much that you forget God. Right? You want to, that's like, I want a balance there. Help me to stay right where I need to stay so I keep you in focus, Lord. Right? And so the key that gives us some of this insight into something like this is the Matthew 7:23, and then will I declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness, which we talked about before the other day. It's important to understand that when Jesus was giving this message and talking about this in Matthew 7, it was in the Sermon on the Mount, the most read, listened to, and preached about text ever in the history of mankind. And so I want you to catch is that Jesus is like, I don't know who you are. You might be doing something in my name. That's fantastic. It might be a religious connection. That's super duper. But if I don't know you, hit the road. It's just like, wow, that's terrible. So in the concept of relationally, it's important for us to understand that you can do something in the name of something or in the name of someone that does not connect you to them. It doesn't necessitate that. And in Jesus' case, he's very specific. You got to know me. And the great part about that is if you have this little seed of love in you, not only do you know him, he knows you, and you actually have a relationship. That little thing in you is a strong piece of security in your relationship with God. No, you don't do it perfect. But when you do it wrong and you look up and you go, oh, please help me. That's all part of it. Another witness to your commitment to him and his commitment to you. Because people that don't like God don't do that. Get it? They just do their stuff and don't care. But you care. That tells you something. And he knows. He knows you're trying. Okay? That's the thing I'd like to say. He knows you're trying. Okay, great. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing CowPunch Sites. CowPunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, CowPunch does it all. CowPunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with CowPunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CowPunchSites.com/dad.
And my entire life, of course, I mean, you know, my career used to be the, you know, the only thing I cared about, you know, in a sense, and now my family is my priority. So I still love my career, and I love what I do for a living, but it keeps me grounded because, you know, the primary thing for me now is making sure that, you know, I've got a active and healthy family life.
You know, it's really, it's our privilege. We want you to know how much we appreciate it. I think your talent is undersold in the context that it's not promoted enough. I think some of your stuff is just anything that makes me laugh, especially the way the world is now, anything that makes me laugh, I love. I think it's gold. So I think you've done a lot of gold.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Got a prayer request. Want to keep this anonymous. Going to go right into it. I just need you to join your faith with me and have a little confidence that we're doing this for a purpose. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother to you, and we ask you, Lord, that in his work situation, you would bring it to a favorable end, and that, Lord, it wouldn't be something that keeps they keep gnawing at him for, and that, Lord, you would bring a peace in that situation. We're looking for your testimony, your praise, no matter what, but we're looking for you to give favor to your child. Jesus, you're our defense lawyer, our advocate. Be his advocate and defend and stand by him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. There's no reason why you can't pray for that. So nothing to be said there. Let's get into the next trivia question. Not hard, but along the same lines. The one after this is a little harder. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy... What did he say? And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy... Okay. You think you know? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Again, we are aware of the weather reports. If you need to listen on podcasts, just do it. I think on the podcast, it doesn't have those weather reports, right? It just goes straight through.
I hope
right?
not. No, I think it should. Just
no, straight. No, it doesn't. That was funny. Okay, so here's the – so the Lord said, you know, to Cain, where is thy – all right. Now, he didn't say, you know, where is thy quarter? You know, it's like, so what did he say? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. That'd be great. In the meantime, I've got three very short, simple jokes. There's four, but I don't know if I can do the fourth because it's just not that funny. All right, so here's three very short and funny jokes. Ready? Here we go. Here's the first one. What's worse than a giraffe with a sore throat? What's worse than a giraffe with a sore throat? Ready? A hippopotamus with chapped lips.
No, that's not going
to
do it.
Yeah, that's not that good. Listen to this one, and listen to this. This is good. The last one's the best. What happens when two bullets get married? Two bullets get married. What happens? They have a little BB.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
All right, now this is the one that is brilliant beyond measure. How do you get rid of company that stays with you too long? How do you get rid of company that stays with you too long? The answer? You treat them like family.
God be praised.
You need to grow up.
You treat them like family. Come on. That's funny. All right. The Lord said to Cain, that is great. Where is thy... If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483 is the text. David@hemustincrease.org is the email. So Abraham, Joanne and Cordelia, and as well, Ginny, all have a pow-pow so far today. So everybody's just, you know, this is like Roll City. Rolling. I'm going to go into my text because I think it's a pretty good text. It's also in 1 Corinthians. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, and it's verse 6. So what I'm going to do on this one is, you know, I'm not like pro formula per se, but I want you to see this little element. I think it's a cool element, one that's worthwhile for you to understand when you're in prayer, understanding God and how he responds to you in prayer and things of that nature. So 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6 says this, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom are all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist." So you stop and you think, and what you got to do is you got to understand, well, this is what we've talked about. This is called the order of processions, not the order salutis. The order salutis is the order of salvation. This is the order of procession. And so it comes from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit. And so that's what I kind of want you to understand. And the reason is because the Holy Spirit is best understood as the distribution. So if you can understand, I'm serious, you think about this, if you can understand God the Father as the source, Jesus Christ as the channel, and the Holy Spirit as the distribution, you'll get a better understanding of the Trinity. No, it's not perfect, but it's great to understand, and I say it a lot, I think, on the show. I say, from the Father, through the Son, and by the Spirit. Because what happens is, because we're a finite being and we don't understand things that go beyond finite, we sometimes have a harder time making the picture. And I appreciate that people try to come up with different images of the Trinity. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a big fan of the four-leaf clover because there's so many, you know, or three-leaf clover because there's so many four-leaf clovers. I mean, I just don't know what, I'm not following that. I like the, you know, H2O, it could be ice, it could be steam, it could be water. That's cool, but you call it H2O. Yeah, only if you call it that way from the chemical point of view, I got that. But the element to me that's important to understand is it comes from the Father, through the Son, and by the Spirit. And a book was written called The Dance. Now, this is not The Dance from Garth Brooks or anybody else, so just calm down. This is about the dance between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit engaging with his people. And the person used the illustration that you'd be dancing on the floor with somebody, and then you turn to face them, and one minute it's the Father, you go the other direction, the next it's the Son, go another direction, the next is the Holy Spirit. That's pretty good. And it's not bad because it tells you that there's this fluidity between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But for you and I to grasp it in its fullness, or maybe get a better handle on it, it comes, all things, all source and resource comes from the Father. It just comes from the Father even as Jesus portrayed it in his life. He petitioned the Father. Even now, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. So there's no, you can't, it's not, it doesn't say the Father sits at the right hand of Jesus. It's Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. So source is the Father. Channel, everything flows through Jesus Christ. You get to know God the Father because of Jesus. He even states that specifically. And then once Jesus ascended, the continuation of his ministry is by the Holy Spirit. And so whatever we do, something that I pray on a regular basis, I ask the Holy Spirit, you know, for wisdom and to honor Jesus Christ to the glory of God the Father. And it's just like, it's, you think of it, you think, well, can you do that? Well, I do it. I don't know if you can. I don't know what the allowance per principle is in prayer. But what I figured out is it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three are intertwined to such a way that you've got to be aware of that and sensitive to that. But I believe in my heart this from, through, and by is a good way to get it. From, God's the source, through, Jesus Christ is the channel by which it comes, and by the Holy Spirit is how that's delivered. It's just like, cool. You don't have to be perfect in this kind of theology, and I understand people struggle with it a lot. I appreciate that. Not everything is super easy to grasp, but I think it's helpful in our minds to grasp it. I like, now not everybody likes this, I got a lot of negativity in my master's class on one of this, but I think my name is David. I have a brain, I have a heart, and I have a body. And I've always looked at it as God is the brain, Jesus is the heart, the Holy Spirit's the body. It just helps me understand that. I mean, that's not the best illustration, but it's not terrible. Okay. Does that make sense?
All right. That was a pretty good one, especially that last one, Dave.
I like that.
Say that again, Dave.
I mean, it kind of helps me understand stuff. All right. Okay, and the last trivia question, the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy, he did not say your Camaro. He said, where is thy brother? Where is your brother? It's not that God didn't know. He was just calling Cain on the carpet for what he already knew. Remember, the blood of Abel was speaking to God. That tells you something too, doesn't it? Ooh, it sure does. I will take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it. Because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
the Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. I wanted to share from Steve. Steve had sent, our listener had sent in a thing on the Trinity. I just thought it was really good, so I just want to share it real quickly. He said it this way. He said, "The Father purposed, the Son accomplished, the Spirit testified." See, now isn't that great? The Father purposed, the Son accomplished, the Spirit testified. Excellent. It's really excellent. Okay. I love when you guys do that. And if you send something and I don't read it, it's not that I don't like it. So this is all that it has to be, whether I'm thinking it's all in the sink at the moment. So never get upset about stuff like that. Because if you do, all I have to say is, okay, here we go. That's a really mature answer, right?
That was a good answer by him, Dave.
Excellent. Now, in my response that I just gave, I want you guys to know that is what my mother actually taught me. I know you don't think so, but you'd be wrong. My mother actually taught me. This is what she taught me. I was going to write you a letter, but I couldn't spell. Okay. You think I'm kidding? That's how I grew up. Okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, that's why you're like that. Now I get it.
All right. Here's your next trivia question. Okay? You guys should get this, but it's still a good one. Okay? "The Lord said unto her," referring to Rebekah, "two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Of whom was God speaking? When he said, "two nations are in thy womb," when he said that to Rebekah, who was he talking about? Who was in her womb? There you go. That's it. Right? Jeff Dixon coming in with the pow-pow. See, this is just, I love stuff like this. All right. I should tell you the number. I'm supposed to do that, right? Okay, hang on, everybody. The number to call, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I want to send them to the website real quick, and then we'll take the caller. So I'm going to send you the website and tell you two things. One, on the website, prayer and praise reports. So anytime you need to, and even if you can't reach me or if the show's not on, send it in there. I get those. Okay? And I pray almost instantly on almost everyone I get. It's just a habit. And then don't forget about the money. If you can give, great. If you can't or don't want to give directly through the website, it's information on how to give outside the website. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's amazing. That's all I'm going to say. All right, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. What was that?
That's funny. All right, brother. Here we go. You ready?
Hey, yeah, I can give you the answer.
All right, let me set it up and then give the answer, okay? When the Lord said it unto Rebecca, like when the Lord said unto Rebecca.
Jacob and Esau.
That is correct, Amundo! You cut me off!
Speedy Gonzalez.
That was pretty funny, though.
Well, because this is storm warning.
Yeah, got it. And dude, we just lost you, so I think that was a good idea. That's a good idea to do it that way.
Telling the joke, when bullet married to another bullet, then it was a beep, beep, beep. Even I wasn't able to listen to the joke, so, yeah.
Good job, though, on that trivia. Excellent work.
Beside this quirkiness, while you were praying for the brother anonymously, that he's going through some job issues, so I felt like just tell him that Lord is saying he's preparing a way for him, and he just needs to rest in the Lord and rejoice in the Lord regardless of this trying time, because God is in control and he has the best interest of him for the future.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. I'm sure he heard that and appreciates that. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
And thank you. Thank you for your ministry.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye. All right, so I'm going to take a moment just because it's right here in front of us on this text. I just want to point this out. So there's a group of people that claim to be Christians. I doubt they are, but I guess that's really not for me to say, so I'll let that be before the Lord. However, they keep claiming that abortion is fantastic. That's what makes me think, hey, probably not. And then they keep trying to use one text in the psalm and saying David was a unique guy. In this text we just did this trivia question on, Rebecca comes to God and says, why is there so much turmoil in my womb? And God says, there's two nations in your womb. You can't be any more clear from God that he's saying there's two people and they're fighting. God calls them people. You might want to call them fetus, but you'd be wrong, and God doesn't call them fetus. So you want a great text to stand by it. You know, everybody's quoting all these other things. How about this one? She's got twins. The kids are fighting. God calls them people. Okay, just keeping it easy. It's not even that complex, right? It's like, oh, yeah, that just makes sense. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, we are at the point now where we're going to do the one from my precious Pastor Ray, my brother Pastor Ray. And again, I love that he's with the Lord, and I absolutely am so jealous of him, but it's a good jealousy in the sense that I can't wait to be up there with him. He'll be one of the people that I dance with early on, so I look forward to that. Let me read this one from you. It's called The World Is Not Falling Apart. Okay, ready? All right, here we go. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Let me repeat that. It's from Luke 21:28. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. When discussing prophecy and current events, this is Ray, I often get a certain look, especially from young people. Their eyes either glaze over, as if to say, heard that too often, or they become uncomfortable and clearly communicate, I just don't want to hear this. They might smile and say, yeah, come quickly, Lord, but they're really thinking, I've been told, hey, I'm young, I'm starting a family, a career, just getting out on my own, I'm still figuring out my faith and what all this stuff means. If they were raised in church in the past 3 or 4 decades, many grew up expecting the Lord's imminent return, and they don't just quite buy it anymore. Many still believe and want to be ready, they just don't want to listen that the end is near for the rest of their lives. They don't want to spend 80 years going, the end is near, the end is near, the end is near. Then there are those who are weary and broken by life and long for Jesus to come back. Their attitude is, just get us out of here. Let me confess right now, I'm one of those. I'm just not going to lie. Okay, I'm not broken in life. I just want him to come back. The Late Great Planet Earth was a best-selling book in the 70s that ignited a passion for prophecy in many young people, including me, Ray wrote. A movement was started, but unfortunately, some late great veterans have helped foster a mindset and study of prophecy that has engendered fear, gloom, doom, and discouragement, as if the world was simply falling apart and we just need to get out of here. Some prophecy enthusiasts seem almost giddy about the natural disaster or war that appears to be another piece of the prophetic puzzle falling into place. I know sincere believers who resent that attitude. It's time for the church to pivot, to turn around our thinking, not change what we believe, but how we view it and how we present the hope of the Lord's return. People need encouragement and hope for themselves and their loved ones. Jesus offered that hope. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads because your redemption draws near. We can say with certainty the world is not falling apart. And in fact, because of God, the world is falling into place. Now, once again, I could never write anything that brilliant. it's no point. I'm not even going to go into it. But keep in mind, and I've talked to this, I've talked to everybody about this. So we have the attitude, and this is why Ray and I got along. I mean, one of the reasons, okay? You guys have heard from me on multiple occasions that I'm a manifold millennialist. You won't be able to find it. You can Google it all you want. Half the professors in the college don't even know what that is. I mean, it's nothing to even talk about. But Ray and I got along because he looked at this and said, you know, this idea that we just need to get out and everything is just about getting out can be so overdone, and it can be overdone, that there's no standing firm in the faith. And see, we don't support that. We do want to depart. We do want to be with Christ, which is far better. But until he comes, we want to be continually advancing the kingdom. So the question becomes, well, which eschatology is right? Well, the one that Jesus manifests will be the right one, but nobody's going to care about who wins the argument at that point. Here's what our responsibility is: to mirror Jesus Christ the best that we can between now and when we can't. That is our responsibility. From an eschatological point of view, I've done, and I don't know why the Lord's helped me go through this, I've done an enormous amount of study in the last 2 months on the book of Revelation. I mean, a lot more than I normally do, which is kind of weird. But one thing I would tell you is that all the authors say the same thing, that in eschatology is important. The study of last things is important because it determines how a person lives, okay? What they're not saying is the eschatology that you need to have is this one first: Jesus is coming again. Live your life that way. That's the eschatology. Not it goes down this system, not it goes down this system. All those things are cute. They are. They're cute. And they can sell books. They've sold millions. And you can argue historically, and that argument never ends because historically the church has been all over the place. Here's how you live the eschatology. Hold on to what's blessing you, right? Recognize your life is to be lived as though Jesus Christ is coming back. And you want to know why you should live your life that way? Because he is coming back. You don't have to have every detail. You have to have every ounce of faith to walk it through. I do like the tension of those saying, if he comes back tomorrow, you should be ready. And if he comes back in 100 years, you should be ready, which means that you should be planning, doing, moving, but also prepared to depart. I just think that's a good idea. Live it like it's tomorrow. Live it like it's in 100 years. Yeah, but live it at the same time. Jesus is coming again. That's how you live your eschatology. Okay? All right. Okie dokie. I think we've covered that. We will take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. When confronted by the unimaginable, look at how some of the Bible heroes responded. Abraham's wife, Sarah, laughed when the Lord promised her a son in old age. Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord answered. That's Genesis 18:13. Zechariah, priest in the temple, asked, how can I be sure of this to Gabriel? I am Gabriel, the angel answered. I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news. Luke, this is out of Luke 1:19. In other words, God was saying, God can do this. Mary exclaimed, how are you going to do this? When Gabriel brought her that great news of her son that she would bear, the angel assured her, nothing, with God, nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37, the disciples questioned Jesus, and he answered them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. The Lord reminded the prophet Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 32:27. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Praise to him who is able. Listen, this is Ephesians 3:20. Praise to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Finally, when life just seems impossible, we can memorize and believe and agree with the Apostle Paul's conclusion of all his personal struggles, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which is in Philippians 4:13. Darkness comes. This is from John Piper, this next statement. Darkness comes. In the middle of it, the future looks blank. But with God, nothing is impossible. He has more ropes and ladders and tunnels out of pits than you can ever conceive of. So wait and pray without ceasing and hope. I think that this kind of thought process, it's not name it and claim it, it's just believing that God is the God that can do anything, is applicable for his kids to operate in when their situation seems impossible, that we deal in the truth of the possible that God brings. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question. Last one. Here you go. To whom did God say, Israel shall be thy name? Who did God say that to? Israel shall be thy name. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org.
Hey, Dave, we might have to repeat that question in about 30 seconds, because as you were giving it, the little warning sound went off.
Yeah, that's so funny. All right, so don't forget, if you're listening, okay, and you can hear me. Awesome. If you can't, and we always say podcast, but I'm going to ask the trivia question again because I understand that the warnings are going up. Should be fun to go home today. Here's a trivia question. To whom did God say, Israel shall be thy name? Israel. Who did God say that to? Israel shall be thy name. Who did God say that to? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody calling in, but we are also probably going to have to put them on hold for a split because a split second. we got to do history because I got to get history in, because if I don't get history in, I'm going to cry. So, but we're going to see. Can they? Okay, forget that one. Okay, let's do history. Go ahead, move it forward.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, so today is World Softball Day, which would have applied better the other day when the hail looked like softball size hail.
Okay, that's pretty good, interesting, Dave.
Yeah, it was a weird International Axe Throwing Day.
Sounds fun.
Not to be the target. This is a classic, though. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Meaning?
You're klutzy in the kitchen. You do things in the kitchen like drop things, break things, so on and so forth. They named this for me. Are you kidding me? Right. Oh, I'm terrible. And then so National Sewing Machine Day, I guess. All right. Let's see. The other two things is 1983 on this day. So 83. 93, 03, 13, 23. So 40 years ago today, Pioneer 10 is the first man-made object to leave the solar system.
Wow.
Cool. Right? Let's see. We don't want that. 1966 on this day was the beginning of the Miranda warning, which says you have the right to remain silent. The irony behind that is I just wish more people would use it. Okay. We're done with that. We'll get back to the history and then do our last teaching.
And Brother Jay had that answer.
Okay, he did?
Yep.
He just wanted you to know he had it?
Yeah, because, you know, he called once, so.
People are so funny. I just want you to know. I know. Okay, here we go. To whom did God say, Israel shall be thy name? Israel shall be thy name. If you think you know, you got a limited amount of time. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Let's do our last teaching, still also in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. So you don't have to go far if you're using your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 11 through 13. Just going to be a little challenging. It's okay. Nothing wrong with being challenged in your faith. Here's what it says. And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died. Thus, sinning against your brother and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I'll never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. So, I want you to be aware of something. I don't want you to miss this, and I don't want you to get legalistic over it either. What Paul is talking about is that some people operate in a more of a freedom than other people. You can just say amen. You already know that's true. Right? You got some people that are like, can't eat pork. You got some people that are like, got to follow the Old Testament dietary laws. You got some people that are like, I can eat whatever I want as long as I give thanks. You got other people that are yelling about this, that, whatever. I mean, everybody's got something in there. You got some people that say you can't drink a beer. Other people say you can drink a beer, but only one. You got other people say you can have wine, but you can't have beer. You can't have a margarita. It's the same stuff, right? You can't watch this. You can't watch more TV than this amount of time. See, all these things are what we call the second Ten Commandments. Anyway, so that's what I call them. So anyway, it doesn't – all those things, great. Here's what Paul is saying. You know how you got your assurance and you're solid in the Lord and you have that freedom? If you use that freedom to bring upon wound upon somebody else, you're sinning against Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. You see, another person might have a softer – and yet you can't argue. People can say, though, this doesn't mean I'm weaker. Okay, well, then tell Paul he's wrong. But anyway, the point is this. You can't use your freedom to bring down another believer. That's important. And so Paul in verse 13 is like, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I won't eat. Does that mean Paul's never going to eat again? Because of, no, what he's saying. You gotta it's just like listen to what the scripture's saying. What he's trying to say. I don't want to make my brother stumble. So if eating ribs in front of this brother because he doesn't like pork is a bad thing, guess what? I will never do. I will never eat pork in front of that brother ever. I wish there was a few people that thought that about tofu, but that's not the point. The point that I'm trying to make is this. Don't do anything that you have freedom for that the person with you, connected to you, that's a brother or sister, doesn't have freedom for. Your job is to protect. Now, I'll say this in the negative fashion because I did it in a negative fashion. So I'm telling you this from the wrong perspective so at least you can hear it. So my sister, you know, like every older sister in Detroit, Michigan in the 60s and 70s came up with the I'm going to be a vegetarian line. Okay, that, you know, you always have one kid in there. Yeah, she was it. So anyway, so instead of supporting her and not meaning eat in front of her, what did I do? Right? What did I do? Steak.
Bad day.
Look at this hamburger. How could you not eat Checker Barbecue, the best ribs in the world? You know, it's like, that's not the way to do it, right? You got to go the opposite direction. Okay? If it's going to offend somebody, don't do it. Okay, listen, I'm being totally serious. If you're out with people, or if you're at church, or you're in some setting, and you are like, I have a little more freedom, I don't mind, but that freedom can hurt somebody else, don't use your freedom. In freeness, forfeit that freedom for the benefit of your brother or sister.
Let me ask you, let me interject this, Dave, and ask this question.
Sure.
What if they're not, what if they say that they wouldn't like you to do it? Does that mean don't do it?
If they say, tell you ahead of time, this really would offend me?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, just don't do it. Now, that might limit your social gathering, right? I mean, I'm just being honest. But yeah, if somebody tells you it's offensive or somebody tells you, hey, this really offends me or whatever, your goal is not to go, well, I have freedom. Don't do that. That's not the way you're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to care about it. When you sin against them that way, you're sinning against Jesus. Now, it's talking about brothers and sisters, just in case you're wondering. It's not talking about the world. So you might want to say it is, but it's not. It's specifically, you don't destroy your brother for whom Christ died. A non-Christian does not apply there, okay? But when you're dealing with brothers and sisters, you have to be aware that they might have a greater sensitivity to a particular issue. So, for example, if somebody comes over to your house and they're fellowshipping and you're really into politics, but politics really irritate them, shut the TV off. That's your responsibility.
Wow.
The responsibility is on the person with the freedom, not the person who's struggling.
What a way to end the show, Dave.
Aye. And don't forget about this thing about the weather. Be careful in the weather, but it's still liquid sunshine. Okay? All right, great. The answer to the trivia, to whom did God say, Israel shall be thy name? And the answer is Jacob. Genesis 35:10. Everybody be safe and be careful and bless and love and care for one another. And take care of one another. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down and see you.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.